Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, our delegation congratulates you on assuming the position of Chair of MX5 on institutional strengthening of the convention. We wish you great success in leading this meeting. My delegation aligns to the statement made by the distinguished representative of Venezuela on behalf of the Non-Allied Movement. We appreciate the various presentations made and working papers submitted at this meeting. They provide a very rich resource for enhanced engagement and a wide variety of options towards the strengthening of the convention. We particularly echo the clear summary presented by the distinguished delegate of Brazil, outlining the package of possible action points for consideration going forward. Over the years, Kenya has actively participated in the universalization program for the convention. We participate in these workshops in Africa by the United Nations Office on Disarmament Affairs in partnership with the relevant regional bodies, the AU and IGAD. During such workshops, we present our experiences in national implementation of the convention and highlight the benefits of state party status, and showcasing how countries and international organizations can partner to contribute to effective national implementation of the convention. The objective is to inspire countries within the region that are not yet state parties to consider acceding to the BWC and therefore enhance the convention's universalization. Out of these engagements, a number of African countries have moved a step forward towards becoming state parties. Further information and details on the status and progress made by specific countries can be obtained from UNODA. We will continue actively engaging in this area to contribute to the achievement of universalization of the convention. We have initiated internal consultations with a view to host a regional universalization workshop for Africa in February 2020. We believe that the universalization will go a long way to further strengthen the convention. Finally, Mr. Chairman, we note with appreciation the great work carried out by the BWC Implementation Support Unit in providing secretariat and administrative services to the convention, while acknowledging the financial and human resource limitations within which the unit is currently operating. In this regard, we encourage the ongoing discussions around the option of enhancing the ISU alongside exploring, as appropriate, possible mechanisms of enforcing the provisions of a legally binding regime as envisioned by the now stalled protocol negotiations. We thank you, Mr. Chairman.